Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, at the fourth Mishnah of the first Perek, Kotel Chatzer Shenafal. And this we dealt with in our first Sugya. If the wall in a Chatzer falls down, as it had already been there, Mechavino Tol Livnoto Ad Arba Amot, then one neighbor can be forced by the other to build up to four Amot high. And therefore we assume that he has contributed. So if the other neighbor who built the wall up comes and claims that the fellow did not participate, the assumption is he did, until this guy can prove that he didn't. But higher than Dalat Amot, if one neighbor wants to build it higher, or it was higher than that earlier, then we cannot obligate him. And even though, but in this case, let's say that the recalcitrant neighbor who didn't want to participate more than Dalat Amot built another wall next to it, even though he didn't connect the two with some sort of a ceiling, then we force him to pay his half or his portion of the entire wall, including above Dalat Amot, because his building a wall next to it demonstrated that he's interested in that. And therefore, b'chazkat shelo natan et shevi raya shenatan. Therefore, we assume that he did not pay for the rest of the wall until he can prove that he did. Okay, now this is a backdoor sugya. Amar Resh Lakish. Hakoveh zman l'chaviro. If a fellow lends money and says you have until, let's say, 30 days to pay. V'amar lo praticha b'tochs money. And then the fellow comes later and says, I paid on day 20. Eino ne'eman. We don't believe him. He has no credibility. Olavai shi parah bizmano. Halavai he would pay on time. Abayev Rava Damitavayo, but in Bavel, Abay and Rava disagreed and said, Avid Inish Tapar Begozimne. Sometimes people do pay on time and he has credibility. Zimne Dimitrami Lizuzi. Sometimes they happen to fall, come into money. Amar Ezeli Pare. Kiechel Olichudan. I'll pay so that I'm not bothered later on. All right, let's test these two approaches against our Mishnah. Tanan Mechezka Shanatan Shavir Ashalanatan in the ratio when the wall was only till Dalat Amot. We assume that the other neighbor who was forced into building did pay, unless the other can prove that he didn't. Hechidamina, what's the case? If the fellow says, I paid on time, subshita, obviously we believe him. Chazkat shenatan, we assume that he paid. Elav de'amarle praticha b'tochs money. It must be that he said, I paid ahead of time. And nonetheless, we believe him. Amma avid inish depar b'toch zimne. So in other words, if the Mishnah is just coming to tell me that we believe a guy to say, I paid on time, there's nothing new about that. It must be that he said, I paid early, and we still believe him, so you see that Abai and Rav are supported, that people sometimes pay early, and we can believe them. Here is a little different, because each layer of the wall is as man. It's not as if we say, the wall costs $100, you got to give me $50 now. We put one layer on, that was $10, you got to pay $5. Another layer on, it's another $10, you owe another $5. So there's never a notion of betoch hazman here. Now let's test it again. Toshma b'chazkat shelonatan ad shevi raya shenatan. So we look at the seifa, and when the wall is higher than Dalat Amot, we assume the other neighbor did not pay unless he proves it. Hechidami, what's the case? Ilem adamar leprticha bizmani. If it's a case where the recalcitrant neighbor said I paid on time, amaylo, why shouldn't we believe him? We said we believe a guy. Alav damale praticha b'tochs money. It must be that he said, I paid early. And we don't believe him. Al malo avid inish depar b'gozimne. So we see people do not pay early. The answer is, shani acha damar mi yemer de mechai v'li rabbanan. Here it's a little different. With a loan, you know you owe the money. So Abai and Rava still may be right. It may be the case that people pay early. But here the fellow says, I don't know that I'm ever going to have to pay. I don't know that the rabbis are going to make me pay for this above Dalat Amot wall. All right, that's the layout of the machloket. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brady, Rav Yeshua. So in the next generation after Rava, Rava's students, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brady, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Kabaye, Rava, they followed Rava and his colleague Abaye in ruling that we do assume a person will pay during the time. Mar Ravashi, Avad Karish Lakish, but Mar Ravashi's son followed Resh Lakish, which means we do not make such an assumption, V'hilchata Karish Lakish, and that is the halacha. And by the way, v'afilu miyatme, even if you're collecting from Yatomi, meaning that a fellow borrowed money and he died before the term came to, the loan came to term, and you collect from his Yatomim, you can collect from them, even without a shvua, based on the chazaka that the person didn't pay. Even though we saw in Masechet Ketubot that you can't collect from the estate and from the Atomim unless you take a Shvuah, but here we accept Rosh Lakish's approach that a person will never pay during the time, meaning before the deadline, so strong that you can collect from the Atomim without a Shvuah. So now we have a question, and you're going to notice something very interesting about the structure of the Sugya. The question is going to be asked. There's going to be two approaches taken, and they will be tested both against the Reisha and the Sefer of our Mishnah, again, with similar results. Let's say that the fellow came and claimed money after the deadline had passed. So let's say that the loan was due on the 1st of February, and he came to him in the middle of March and said, pay me. And he said, I paid you in January. Mahu. And here we have a migo, because the guy could say, I paid you on February 1st, and be believed, because we know a person pays on time. But now he said, I paid in January. So do we say he has a migo? They said, if I wanted to lie, I could tell a better lie and be believed, which is that I paid on February 1st. The fact that I said I paid on January 15th, you should believe me. Meaning, does the migo trump the chazaka? And this is the case of migo versus chazaka. Or perhaps a chazaka stronger. In other words, maybe your credibility, based on the fact that if you wanted to lie, you could have told a more believable lie, is not stronger than the chazaka that we know how people behave. So let's test it. Toshma. Chazkat shenatana shevirasha lo natana. Again, in the Reisha, when the wall is only till Dalet Amot, we assume the guy paid. Hechidami. Ilei meshitfa lachar zman. If we say that the guy came and claimed his money lachar zman. Marlo praticha bizmani, and he said, I paid on time when it was due. Pshita, obviously he's believed. Elav da marlo praticha b'tochzmani. It must be that he said, I paid you during the time, while the wall was being built. Alma, filimakom chazak, amir amal shaker. And why do we believe him? Because if he wanted to lie, he could have said, I paid you when the wall was finished, and be believed. Therefore, when he says, I paid you while it was being built, you should believe him. So we see that we do accept the migo against the chazaka. No, shaniach adochol shifa v'shifa zivnehu, and same answer. There is no betoch hazman here, because every layer that's built, there's a claim already that's in place. Unlike a loan, where there's a $100 loan, a $1,000 loan, it's due in 30 days. You don't say each day a few dollars are due. Toshma, so now let's look at the seifa. Midalat amot elamala, ein machayvinoto, samech lokot alacher, et cetera, rachivar ashen atan. So the seifa says that we do not assume he pays until we assume that he didn't pay, unless he can prove that he did. If the guy came a week after the wall was built and said, where's my money? And he said, I paid you on time when it was done. Amaylo, why not believe him? It must be that he said, I paid you a week before the wall was done. So here you see that we do not believe him, meaning his migo is not strong enough to trump the chazaka. No, the answer is, same answer that we had before. Here, we can't believe that the guy paid because the guy had no reason to pay. He said, I don't know that I'm ever going to have to pay. So why would he have paid? So his chazaka that he didn't pay here is much stronger than a normal chazaka that says a person doesn't pay early. There we may accept Abai and Rava's notion that if you happen to come in a money, you might want to pay it early. But think about this. If you happen to come in a money, you're not going to pay a debt that you may never have to pay just because you have the money now. All right, so let's see a third possible proof. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav l'Ravashi. Toshma, maneh li biyadcha. A guy says, you owe me money. Amar lo hin. The guy says, yes, I do. Amachar amar lo tneu li. The next day, the creditor says, give me the money. Im amar lo tativ lach. If the debtor says, I paid you, patur. Then he's exempt, and unless you can bring a proof, he doesn't owe you money. Ein lecha biyadi, but if he says, you have no money in my hands, meaning I owe you nothing, chayav. Now, my la netativ lach tamar le praticha bizmani, doesn't netativ lach mean I paid you on time? And ein lecha biyadi is another way of saying tamar le praticha b'tochzmani, I paid you before the time. Uktani chayav, and you see that he's chayav, which means when you say I paid you on time, we believe you. When you say I paid you early, that's so unbelievable that even the fact that you have a migo doesn't help. Makom chazak lo min emel shakir. No, your interpretation's wrong. My in lachabiyadi. What does in lachabiyadi mean? Lo hayu dvari me'olam. As we say, lahadam. It never happened. In lachabiyadi means what I admitted to yesterday, I'm now denying it. Never happened. I don't owe you anything. Damar markul, amer lo leviti, komer lo parati dami. Anytime a person says, I never borrowed, it's like he says, I didn't pay back. And if we already have evidence that he did borrow, that's basically an admission that he still owes the money, and that's why he is chayav. So that does not prove the status of Emiko Makom Chazaka. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up in further analysis of the fourth Mishnah. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.